protests, violence, and accusations of election rigging stain the first Zimbabwean election since Robert Mugabe's 37-year reign. On Wednesday, three people were shot dead as police and military forces clashed with protesters. Protesters were responding to what they see as a rigged election after Mugabe's political party, ZANU-PF, won a majority of the parliamentary elections. Gabrielle Steinhauser is the Wall Street Journal's deputy bureau chief in Africa, and she's on the ground in Harare, Zimbabwe.
So we had the elections here on Monday, and we have two main contenders. One is the President Mnangagwa, who's the man who deposed Mugabe last November with the help of the military. And his main rival is the opposition leader. His name is Nelson Chamisa. He's 40, very smooth-talking young man, whereas Mnangagwa is already 75 and has been kind of on Mugabe's side for 40 years. And Chamisa claims, and his allies claim, that they won the elections, whereas the Electoral Commission hasn't released any presidential results, but they have said that ZANU-PF, the ruling party, has won two-thirds of the seats in parliament. So that gives you an indication of what's going on and why people are angry. So yesterday, there were several hundred demonstrators or opposition supporters who were marching through town in front of the Electoral Commission. And that's when things got a bit rowdy. Initially, anti-riot police was called in, and there were some reports of people throwing stones and waving sticks. And then suddenly they called in the military with tanks. And so you had sort of automatic weapon-wielding soldiers chasing down demonstrators who were maybe armed with sticks or stones, but also a lot of passerbys who were just shelling things on the streets, or were shopkeepers nearby who were caught up in the melee, which was obviously sort of a big change from the very peaceful election day that we had seen, and also the pledges of no violence from both party leaders ahead of the election.
And we've also seen the United Nations and Amnesty International, in addition to other leaders, calling for calm after these elections. You said that things today are relatively calm, but are there concerns that this military crackdown could continue?
Yes, I think the concerns are definitely there, and it's not normal here to have soldiers on the street. That's something that people here saw last in November when there was this military intervention that deposed Mugabe. But then after a few weeks, the soldiers were taken off the street and things were pretty normal. So people are definitely worried. People are concerned. And at this point, we also don't have a sign that the opposition will calmly accept the election results. They've said that they believe the vote was rigged, and I believe that if there's an announcement that Mnangagwa won these elections, there will probably be more protests. And I think the government has shown that it's going to crack down with a heavy hand.
And once the winner is announced or declared, what is it exactly that the people of Zimbabwe are looking for from this government?
I think they want jobs is one of the things that I heard from many, many people. You have unions here saying that 9 out of 10 workers are unemployed. There's a massive cash crisis here. The dollar has been the dominant currency in Zimbabwe since 2009, since they had that bout of hyperinflation. But people can't actually get their dollars out of the bank anymore. They want international investments. They want an economy that provides for people. There are a lot of people, especially in the countryside, who are sort of barely being sustained on food aid and who don't see opportunities for themselves or their children.
Gabrielle Steinhauser is Wall Street Journal Deputy Bureau Chief in Africa. Gabrielle, thank you for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.